fried egg requires a different technique. What you need to do is actually square the face so it'll dig down underneath that bad lie and propel that ball right out onto the green.
Here's the thing, playing out of a buried lie in a bunker is completely different than playing out of a nice, clean lie in a greenside bunker.
You need to be aggressive on any shot, whether it's sitting cleanly or it's a fried egg.
Well, we've all faced it, the dreaded fried egg. It's not to be feared, though. It's actually a pretty easy shot to hit.
We are back with another edition of Explorations. This episode, we're going to center in on Port Stewart. Definitely one of the most visually arresting golf courses on the planet. The front nine there is quite a golf course. There's quite a story behind the design of it, and a really cool place. Also, you know, the halfway house was closed. The halfway house, allegedly, it's been corroborated. This has been an ongoing story, an ongoing tale. Everywhere claims the best Guinness. They claim the best Guinness in the Port Stewart halfway house, and they might have it. They might have the best Guinness, allegedly, but we won't know. Also, just a quick note, a little housekeeping on this episode. We're going to cover the front nine. That's because the back nine was under a lot of construction. Holes 10 through 15 were closed. So we really focused just in on the front nine, played the front nine, and that will be what this episode entails. So what were the big takeaways from Port Stewart? Matt, you're up. I'm joined by Matt Ruches, Cameron Hurtis, and Brendan Porath. We got all four together here.
I think right off the bat, the land at Port Stewart is very dramatic. Similar to Royal County Down in the scale of it, Royal County Down probably has bigger dunes, but they also have very small dunes, and there's kind of a contrast between the big and the small, whereas Port Stewart is very kind of equal in the amount of size between all the dunes across the front nine. It's just an incredible place right on the strand in Port Stewart, and all the holes on the front nine are stunners, every single one of them.
Yeah, it's a course that you hear a lot about, you see a lot of pictures of. You know, it hosted the Irish Open in 2017. I went back and was watching the highlights from that. Still doesn't do it justice. I mean, I think when you get there the first time and you start playing, you know, one, you play sort of into the dunes, and then you step up on the second tee and there's like a 70-foot dune up the left that you're just playing through.
Husky Boy Hill, I think we named
Husky
it.
Husky Boy Hill.
That's a big boy. Big dune.
I mean, it's just, it's completely awe-inspiring. I don't know what else to say. I think Matt pretty much covered it, but any research pictures you look at, it doesn't, until you actually are walking that hill, it's just like, it's kind of crazy.
It's hard to cover in audio format as we talk about it and emphasize it enough. The front nine has a wild sort of backstory, right? You expect with these dunes, and to be clear, this is like a must see. If you're coming up the Causeway Coast and you want to play Royal Port Rush, you have to see this. We've also kind of sung the praise of Castle Rock. Like, it is worth the time to come here for multiple days for golf reasons, non-golf reasons. Like, there have been many times where I said, I wish my family were here with me. So come up here and play golf. Port Stewart is a main cog of that. This front nine, it's hard to do it justice, but the story behind it is wild to me as someone who comes to Ireland, comes to Scotland, and you'll hear, you know, this was Harry Colt did this, and old Tom first came here, and there's four holes of it. This was land purchased in the late 80s. Thistley Hollow, I believe, is the name of the land. These massive, massive dunes land, like just extreme. And they bought it. They've got a lot of land. They've got three courses now, right? They've got 27 holes up there. They've got an old course that's like old on the other side of town. They've got a lot of holes. This plot of land is this massive extreme dunes they bought in late 80s. A math teacher in town, a member, Des Giffens, I believe is his name, laid it out. Obviously an accomplished, a high-level golfer, smart guy, went, figured it out, had some familiarity with the club already, familiarity with the land, the adjacent, you know, large part of this sort of continued dunes land is now the National Trust owned by the government. But they bought this parcel and created this front nine that a lot of people say is among the most epic you'll encounter, right? Whether it's just for scenery or whatever, but you would expect because of the buildup of this land that this was routed 100 years ago or this was created 100, just because of the extremeness, the extreme nature of the land, that this is old and the golf holes just have evolved over time there. But it was wild to me that it's not this course of great distinction, renowned, and high reviews, just was figured out by some teacher in town and they didn't outsource it to a big name or sort of the tried and true firms that would have been popular in GB&I at the time or even anywhere internationally. For me, that helped charm the story that sort of corresponds with the actual high marks the front nine get.
Do you think you could have designed any of those holes? Do you think you would have found any of them if you were said math teacher in town? What do you think the golf course would have looked like if Brendan designed it?
I think I could have found a hole. I guess that would flip the question, flip it on you. That are the dunes so extreme that the holes can be found in a way that it's just like, well, you can't put a hole on the side of a 70-foot dune. I mean, there's obviously skill and achievement in what was routed, but are some of them just, that's the only place you could put a golf hole?
I think like there's some common sense with the, so there's one central massive dune, Husky Boy Hill, as Brendan calls it, which is 70 foot tall. And really it's neat because one, it kind of is the key theme of the nine. On the first hole, you play down to it. You play down this valley into the Dunesland from a high hill, and you get down there and the greens by it. Then you walk up and you play along it with the second hole, and then you're going to leave that hill for a little while, but eight plays back to it. The green is right on Husky Boy Hill. I found myself over in it. It was not pleasant. It was very steep. And then the ninth kind of like wraps back around it. So your interaction with it are playing into it twice and then playing around it twice. And, all of them are really unforgettable holes in the sense of like, you know, the just like playing next to a 70 foot tall dune is just not something you really do every day. But you know, there's some good strategy that's related to it, right? The second hole, for example, if you're teeing off and the goal of it is to hit it as close to the dune as possible off the tee, because if you hit it close to the dune, you're going to have the best angle into the green. The more right, the more away from the dune, which like if you hit it into the dune, is it going to be hard to find your ball? If you find your ball, the ball's going to be feet below your feet. Like you're just going to be trying, like a great shot is just getting it back into play. And so if you go the further right you go, the more you have to contend with the dune on the second shot. It's going to be like right in your purview. If you just tug it a little bit on the second shot, you are going to hit it into the dune. So it does like those holes that play along it set up really well for some strategy and they're neat holes. But yeah, I think there were only a couple of options for around the dunes. I think like the holes that I found most clever, and I don't know how you guys feel about it, were 4 through 7. Like I really liked those holes a lot. Matt, did you have kind of a favorite in there? Actually, 8th hole, 4 through, so it was 4 through 6, the three middle holes. I apologize for that.
Yeah, I just want to add something about the routing that I found very intriguing. So you talked about how this central massive dune gets played to and around and then back to. One thing that I found very interesting was holes 4, 5, 6, and 7, where on holes kind of 1 through 4, you're playing on the side closest to the sea. You can hear the waves crashing, and you can sense that right over the dunes on your right side when you're playing those holes. And then once you get to 4, there's this opening by the green where you see out over the Irish countryside, and you can see this large river and this awesome valley on the other side of the dunes. So there's kind of this central dune ridge that separates the two sides of the front nine. And then once you get to the other side, holes 5, 6, 7, and 8, you're playing on the other side that's closer to the countryside of Ireland, and you have these awesome long views out over this river, and it just kind of separates the two halves of the front nine. And I think that's just a really interesting thing that the routing does for you.
A clarifier. I misspoke. It's 1, 2, and 7, and 8, not 8 and 9. I always think that that hole that wraps around the dunes 9 for some reason. I'm always giving it the 9th hole. It feels like. So that's 1, 7, and 8. 1, 2, 7, and 8, not 1, 2, 8, 9. Cameron, was there a hole in that middle section? I think Matt's point about the long views and the diversity within the dunes of the views and the setting is a great point. Was there a hole that really stuck out to you in those middle holes?
Yeah, I think there are certain holes that you see the first time and they just sort of like click. And it was 4 for me. There's a back tee that we didn't get to play, but I ran up to it. Very much a selfie stone situation up there as well. I think there's a 3 country view from that tee, basically at the top of this like barrier dune ridge that divides the ocean and then this little peninsula you're on, and it's sat up right on top. But it's the first hole that you really, the dunes have shrunk a bit, so you're able to sort of serpentine the hole through the dunes. So you're hitting sort of like the fairway sloping left to right through these two sort of, this like saddle of dunes, and then it back to the right. But I think what was most exciting was like, yeah, this is an amazing tee shot, but then you get up to the green and you're like, this is actually like, just the whole entire hole is incredible. This green side is just sort of perched up in another saddle at the base of another set of dunes. And then as Matt said, you sort of like for the first time see this really just like fantastic view out to the countryside and the river to your left.
Views don't make the golf course, right? But a lot of this around, it kind of hits you right away, right? The first tee view is like argued as among the best, and like you get it right away because that's also an elevated spot up by the clubhouse. And you can see out to the coast. You see the dunes that are coming. You can see down the Strand Beach over to Donegal. Even that's a great start for me. Right after 4 is 5, and that's when you turn down the other side of the peninsula, and you're going along the Ban or Bon. Maybe it's named after Annibal Lahiri. I think they call him Bon. Ban River coming in off the.
Is it Bon or Ban?
I don't know. Pronunciation's never been my strong.
I feel like
suit.
It's the Bon.
I think it's Bon. River, and it's a substantial river,
out,
right?
We're gonna find out that it was neither of those two.
It's a substantial, like kind of expansive river with you know wide banks and kind of ebbs and flows with the tides.
I think it's the second biggest river on the Ireland island.
Yeah, longest, right? It starts up in the mountains and finishes here, and so the 5 kind of rides all it. It's the first turn, and that river view and out to the countryside is all on your right. And I just love the shot, like up to the green. The green is kind of nestled between the dunes, like amazing green, really cool green, and not a super like penal, like punch you in the face hole. Like if you're offline, you're gonna get in trouble. But I don't know. It's like hit it to the green is hard, but like you can see the target and get it up there in between the dunes. And then, you know, you got to have short game to work your way around the green. But I just loved how, you know, the expanse, the view from the tee all the way up through the fairway. And then you kind of come back between the dunes and the river's gone as you wake your way up to the green.
There's a little like the green's long. It's big. It's long. There's a little dune that sits up in the back right. And there's a ridge that ties into it. I think we played the first hole and we knew that. We had sort of heard the story. You had been doing some research on the designer was a math teacher. we played the first hole. The green's like pretty flat. And I think we were probably a little concerned that maybe the greens were going to lack some interest, but they sort of build. And I think the fifth hole, especially, that green is actually like really cool and really interesting. And there's actually some good contours.
Yeah, the eighth green is super cool too. It's like it's got like this little like ridge off the dune. There, the one of the things I loved about five was, you know, so many holes, it's like play right and you're in a good spot to approach the green, or like the second hole, play left to approach the green. I always like holes like five, especially if they're intermixed with holes that you're playing to the edges, is the rear hole, like hit it right down the middle, hit it as straight as you can, and you're in the perfect spot, because there's these two big dunes that sit on the front right and the front left of the green that if you hit the left edge of the fairway or the rough, or the right edge of the fairway or the rough, you're going to be semi-blind or completely blind. Like I was in the left rough. I had no clue. I just was like picking a target and hitting at it. And that was, that's a really cool hole. It's pretty. And then the ground, you know, you have all this big ground, and the fairway ground just like super wavy and rumply, which was, I thought, really neat.
A quick historical note I'll add about five is it was a shooting range for a rifle range. I think the hole's name is like Rifle Range during World War II. And you'll get a lot of bits of history up on this coast about that, where American 82nd Airborne, I think, there's a plaque at Royal Port Rush for them. We talked about, heard about in Castle Rock, there was a cathedral that was staging the American Air Force and RAF. And then that's the fifth hole is a rifle range. I don't know. It's just a cool bit of history that you pick up. And a lot of these golf courses were used as different stations during World War II in Northern Ireland.
I think like one thing that I would just add about Port Stewart, as somebody who loves trail running, I saw like multiple runners running through these dunes on the edge of the property. And just like these dunes keep going. Like it's just, I think we hit on this a little bit, but they keep going for a ways. And this is like a magnificently beautiful place. I wanted to just go walk in them and walk around. I saw the runners and, you know, I'm dealing with my shin splints still. I was like, God, I want to run, but I can't. Because like this beach is like unbelievable that it's in. So the golf, that nine holes is unbelievable, but it is also like a tremendously beautiful place just to walk around. The rest of it's protected. It's got to go for a couple thousand more yards. And then at the end of it, at the end of this point is the beach, the continued strand beach. And then it meets with the Bonn River. It is like unbelievably stunning. And I think like what's so cool is just how the golf just sits right in it. When you, especially, you know, I think there's a couple experiences that I always feel like we get is like we shoot courses from the air and we play them, and just seeing how this golf course from the air interacts with the surrounding land is so, so beautiful. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, I think something else to note is it isn't just Port Stewart where the community aspect, the running trails, the walking trails are integrated into the golf course as well. You have the same thing at Port Rush. When I was out there shooting the golf course a couple nights ago, several people walked past me walking their dogs, enjoying the lynx land and not playing golf on them. And I think that's just an incredibly awesome thing that you don't ever see in America. Most of these private country clubs have fences, hedges. They're trying to block out people from even looking at their golf course. Whereas here in Ireland, all the courses we've been playing are technically private clubs, but they're so well integrated with the community, and there's people using this land and they're allowed to be on it. They're allowed to look at the golf course and use it for their benefit, which is something that I'm kind of jealous of and I'm definitely going to miss when I go back home.
It's an element of UK golf that for me never gets old. And yeah, Scotland, a lot of it is just public access land. People are walking across fairways. North Berwick, I mean, there's a beach trail essentially that runs right through the middle of the golf course. So yeah, it's an element that never gets old.
Should we just pivot and start to do podcasts about all the things we prefer about golf here than America?
I think we will do a separate chat, just you and I maybe, or Cameron and Matt, who are probably more smarter and both more cultured. But like the two towns, Port Rush and Port Stewart, and Castle Rock a little bit yesterday, they've been charmers. Like real, there's a lot to do beyond the golf course. Anything else on Port Stewart? You want to talk about the back nine, the river nine? The back nine is definitely not in the dunes. It is much more flat, Linksland course. It's a little bit of dunes. It's not in the extreme dunes that we talked about.
But I actually just wanted to shout out, I can't remember his name in the pro shop, but was Neil?
Ian.
Behind the desk?
Yeah, Ian.
I mean, I got to say, I think the people in Northern Ireland are probably the friendliest people I've ever met. And he was the friendliest of the friendliest people I've ever met. Genuinely, probably the nicest person I think I've ever interacted with.
Honestly, I was like, I was almost like scared about how friendly he was. I was kind of like,
everybody's friendly.
I don't know. This guy is so nice. Like, I feel like my first interaction with him caused me to withdraw because of how friendly he was. I almost withdrew. But then on our second visit into the pro shop, I can't believe how friendly this man is. He's so nice.
So like if you're coming, try to meet them halfway a little bit. Don't be the American a-hole. I don't know. They've been so, like I've been like, we get there early in the morning, you guys go shoot, or late at night, and I just like work in the clubhouse. I've never felt uncomfortable working in the clubhouse at Royal Port Rush, at Port Stewart. You know, these places are when we say they're private clubs, of course, they have open bookings and stuff, but I've just always felt sort of, welcome. So,
yeah, people are great. I mean, from the bar to the golf course to just like being in line at a gas station, it's insane. I know everybody says this.
Yeah.
But they're great people, and they definitely amplify the whole experience here. So that's it on Port Rush. Port Stewart.
Something Port.
Sorry, I'm very sleep deprived, and
one you got to see. I mean, if you're up here, you need to see that land, and you need to play that course.
Again, and again, I think this is a theme of the Castle Rock one, but this is a golf course that has availability all the time. Like the Port Rush and County Down are going to be the hard ones to get, but that doesn't mean you can't have a great trip without those. This golf course, Castle Rock, and then the Valley Course at Port Rush would be a triple just in this area. You could also do the Old Course, which looked really cool from
Valley
the road.
Road. Yeah, looks cool from the road. Short. Yeah.
Like
three.
Some just like fun town golf, and then there's so much other stuff to do. So thank you guys for listening. If you're enjoying this feed, give it a rating, write a review, maybe share it. I don't know. We got a big guest coming up at the end of this, which will be fun. That was a fun interview. We figured it'd be best to put a bow on the trip and then release that big interview with a famous Northern Irish golfer. So thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
We'll be back soon. We got plenty coming. So.